But yeah, Angelo, thank you so much for just giving me a few minutes of your time.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
keep it short because you're the vocalist. You don't need to be talking, you know, right before a show.
Well, yeah, and the doors have opened too. And my computer's upstairs.
Okay.
In a different part of the club.
All right.
In the coat room. Where some people might go and steal my shit.
Oh, you'll be fine. So. I'm pretty sure. No one's going to mess with Dr. Mad Bob.
Okay, let's hope not.
I talked to the guys a little bit before you came down, and we talked a little bit about the origin and the doc and just me as a fan, because I was saying with them, I was like, for the longest time, Fishbone was a footnote to a lot of the great bands that you guys inspired, and they didn't went on and did other stuff. And when I look at that, I am one of those guys who watched the doc and then just downloaded everything you've ever done. Just like got on iTunes, got on wherever I can see it, wherever I can find it, wherever I can fishbone. And that was me. And
right.
I asked these guys throughout your career, that spark, that fire, we still seeing you guys. I mean, what I asked them and I want to ask you, what's the thing that keeps you going? Makes you want to show your passion to the younger generation like myself?
Well,
sorry to give you a hard one right out the gate.
Just the love of music, man. The love of music as a catalyst for expression and education, you know, and art.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to know about it. And just in case they don't know about it, then they need to know. I feel like they need to know what I've learned throughout the years when it comes to music and what it is and what it can do for people, you know.
See, and
at least from the way I've learned it with the different styles and genres that I've been playing since 79.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love it because that art, that magic is, quite honestly, something you can't exactly teach. You got to experience. You got to be there. Like, we laughed a little bit about it when I said many people describe Fishbones, myself included, as one of the best live performances they ever see. What do you think of that?
Well, hell, man, thanks a lot. But, you know, I tell you, man, I've been doing this since 1979. So to hear you tell me that and to still hear that from different people, that we're still, you know, one of the baddest bands around, man. I mean, that's a blessing, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I'm on the inside, so I really can't tell. I'm on the inside looking out, so I can't tell. But to still hear it from people and, you know, and to have tours booked and shows and people still come to see it. And got a lot of people coming to still see us, man,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're still there to support. And I think that's great. You know, instead of fizzling out, we're still maintaining.
See, one cool thing about this, too, is
we're still maintaining and we're still informing a lot of people about what's going on. Hell, man, like a lot of stuff that we wrote 10 years ago.
Still applicable.
It's still happening now. It's still applicable, right, man? It still applies. You know, a lot of social and political issues, like Chim Chim's Badass Revenge, you know, we've been playing that lately. So a lot of the subject matter in the songs, man, a lot of that shit is happening now in 2017.
Yes, sir. And we kind of little talked about this off mic, talking about our current president, Sweet Potato Hitler.
Oh, yeah, Sweet Potato Hitler.
Agent Orange, whatever you want to call him.
You know what, man? And you know what? That motherfucker is... He's going to be a really good source for a lot of comedy and lyrics and songs.
I have made several jokes on his, you know, detriment, and I can only see where that can influence music, and you said, like, influencing art.
Yeah.
I see a lot of good albums with that.
Potato Hitler's motherfucker.
you know, I can't take credit for that. That's Chris Titus, man.
It's like, you know, it's funny because with the devil or Beetlejuice, the more you say his name, the more power you give him. You know,
yes, sir.
And so with Trump, it just seems like the more we say we can't stand his ass and why.
I don't say the P word in front of his name.
The more, Oh, you don't say the P word in front of his name, huh?
President. I can't I can't put those two together. I'm not mentally tough enough to put those two together.
You know, it's hard for me too, man. You know, I always end up saying it ain't my president. Shit.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you're right on that.
America didn't even elect him. Shit, the Russians did.
Yeah, and they're going to find that out in about, what, 2-3 weeks. They already got that pinpoint. But back to the music thing. One thing I wanted to ask, I should ask everybody when I had them all on mic. Mm. You got such a huge library. How do you make the choices on the songs you play when you hit the stage?
Norwood writes the set.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right. Mm. And I asked these guys, bucket list. You guys have played with so many people and shared the stage with a lot of people that, like, that you influenced or inspired. Is there anybody you haven't worked with yet that
Alicia,
you want to?
Alicia Keys.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That would be dope. That would be dope.
Yeah. Alicia Keys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God, man, there's so many people, though, man. I mean, that's like that is like the answer to that question could take a long time because there's so many artists out there that I'd like to work with, man.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah. You know. Someone made a round. Chuck Berry, God bless his soul. You know, he's one of the reasons why we do what we do.
Now, I asked this to the guys about the staying power. You guys have been doing this for so long where there's been different iterations of the band and there's been makeups and breakups and everything in between. I watched the doc. Now, one of the things is, what is that fire that keeps burning? What makes you, I guess, that secret sauce? Or is there a difference between now and the 80s when you go and get on stage and see the crowd? Is there a difference?
Yeah, man, because some of those people in the audience, they got kids now. Mm-hmm. When before they didn't.
Oh.
So sometimes I see some of them coming up with, you know, before they was in the audience there.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes you come around the next tour or two tours later or whatever, they bringing their kid along, or maybe the one girl's pregnant, or maybe they got kids now and they bringing their kids to the show.
Well,
so it's like almost like a generational thing. They bringing their families, man.
Two things on that: you double dip, you get a new audience every time you show back up to town, and then on top of that, as my experiences last time I saw you guys last year when you was here, you may or may not be responsible for those kids. I'm just going to throw that out there.
We might not be responsible for them kids, which is coming.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, you know, y'all rocking and we getting all sweaty and we getting close in
that's
the audience.
Right, that's right, yeah.
Y'all may, you know, have a little prima nocta thing. Y'all may be a little responsible.
Some people have said that they have... they have found love in the midst of a fishbone show.
I am one of those people. It's right there.
Right on,
I am one of those people, man. And I got one more.
Love in the middle of a firefight.
Oh, yeah. Hey, whatever brings people together is whatever brings people together.
Yeah, yeah. That's
all
good.
Right. And I got two quick ones, and I'll be out of your hair.
Okay.
All right. And I asked the group this, so you're not alone.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it with a question mark.
Okay.
Rock Hall.
Oh, hey.
Question mark. What'd you think?
Hey.
Rock Hall. Rock Hall of Fame. What you thinking?
What do I think about it?
Fishbone. Rock Hall of Fame.
Well, it'd be nice, you know, as a matter of fact, man. Oh, God, man. Calhoun and Living Color was telling me about, we've got a room in the Brooklyn Museum of Music dedicated to Fishbone. It's like a little room over there, man, with pictures of us and everything in there. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But he told me we were there. It's like, and I didn't know that, man.
I'm going to New York in a few months. I'm checking that out.
Check that out, dude. Check it out. I need to go check it out. Next time I go to Brooklyn, New York, I'm going to go because I want to see it. Because, you know, I've been thinking, hey, they ain't giving a shit because they ain't invited us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad somebody gave a damn enough
to make a
corner for us. You know, when it comes to like rock and roll and black rock music, you know, and putting us there and letting people know that we were the cause of a lot of this stuff coming around, you know, with a lot of other select groups too.
That's beautiful.
Living Color, Bad Brains, Fishbone.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Like we mentioned that a little bit earlier. And
you know, hopefully they'll put us in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame while we're still alive.
Okay. Well, like I told the guys, Cleveland is 4 hours that away.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, you know, just putting the buggy here. That's all I'm doing.
Wait, no, what's happening? Cleveland's 4 hours away. Where are you from? Are you from Cleveland?
I'm from Detroit, but okay. That's where the Rock Hall is.
Oh,
Cleveland.
That's what I said.
I said 4 hours that away.
Man, I didn't know.
Submit that bid.
I didn't know.
It is.
As far as I'm concerned, they should have had us in there a long time ago.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
right,
you know, they ain't called us up and say, hey man, you guys made it, so I really ain't trying to know where the fuck they are.
Okay. Hey, that's real.
Unless they want to put us in there. They want to put us in there. Oh, like, oh yeah, I know where you're at now. But now I can go there and I can see Fishbone in there where we belong.
Okay. And this is my last one. I'll get out of your way. Mm-hmm. It's a heavy one.
Oh, Lord.
What do you want people to say about you guys 30 years from now? You guys been rocking for 30. Another 30. What do you guys want the people to say about Fishbone 30 years from
we
now?
Stuck to our guns and we didn't sell out. And we were a part of the musical and artistic revolution when it comes to black music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we said a lot of things in our music that hopefully changed a lot of lives and inspired people to become musicians and artists and intellectuals themselves. I would hope that's what people would say.
That's beautiful.
You know, they did it like John Henry. Next to the machine. They did it like John Henry.
Yes, sir. That is the best analogy. I'm closing with that because you ain't beating that. Angelo, thank you so much.
You're welcome, bro.
All right, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it, man.